Welcome to an early morning episode of Palmcast, your fortnightly dose of Irish elocution lessons. This is episode 65, and I am once again, or more so to say, I am back now with Alex Main.
Yay. How are you doing? Welcome back. I missed you so much. It's been so hard without you. Is that what you want me? Something like that? Is that what you had in mind, or?
Pretty much. Yeah. You could probably work in a tone a little bit, but all the same, I appreciate the
sentiment. Oh, Alan, I missed you so sentiment. Much.
That's more like it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
If you're going to be sarcastic,
I'd like
you
to thank my director, my
can.
Producer, especially Betty. You know, Betty, you made the coffee. Love you. Love you, Betty.
This sounds like a cup of cream marg all over again. Credits me, me and me.
Actually, Matt is due to record soon, so... I will cut out the sound of me clearing my throat. I'm still suffering to try and get over this blasted cold.
Well, you came across quite well recently.
Yeah, I really
videos,
pushed through. No denying, I pushed through the weekend. I was not... When I woke up Saturday morning... So what day did I come down with? It was like Tuesday, I think. Tuesday? Yeah. So I wake up Tuesday feeling not particularly special. Wednesday and Thursday was quite rough. Pretty much stayed in bed the whole time. Friday, got back into it, got quite tired. Saturday, I was fine and did the best I could. When I woke up Sunday morning, the amount of blood that came from my mouth and nose was intense. I was like, okay, this is not good. I've obviously talked too much. You know what it's like when your nose is all inflamed and whatnot. And it wasn't like dried blood. It was like fresh blood. I was like, okay, not good. So I was like, whatever. And then when I went to stream Saturday for the free company thing, I felt so nauseous. I almost didn't stream. But as soon as I kept telling myself, as soon as you start streaming, your adrenaline will kick in and you'll be fine. And that's exactly what happened. I started working and I felt fine. So thank God.
You know, I do appreciate that sentiment. I'm very similar to an actual KuberCon event. Mm-hmm. Night beforehand, if I'm lying in bed doing nothing, adrenaline is rushing, it's flowing, it won't stop, I can't sleep.
Yeah.
Wake up at 4 a.m. Once I step out of bed, great, feeling fine, let's go.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, so it's...
Yeah, I certainly allow the human chemicals to just flow and take over, but everything's it's fine. Anyway, let's talk about the weekend, I guess. What a weekend. It was very successful. So we'll start with Saturday. Let's talk a little bit about the quests.
Yes, please.
I haven't been through them in great detail yet, I will be honest. What is commonly, like, a lot of people must be like, oh, you're very relieved that Pomline's over. I was like, Pomline won't be over for me for like 3 weeks. Like right now I'm just dealing with guest stuff and kind of trying to tie up some loose ends. And then I'll spend the next 2 to 3 weeks with Nat shipping stuff out. So Pomline has only begun for me. I hate you all.
Thanks for your support.
Yeah, thanks for your support, but I hate you. We were talking about Saturday. Yeah, so
quests.
The quests, right, yeah. No, I haven't been through them in great detail. I know we've got to select some winners, but from what I've seen so far, it looks like quite a good, you know, chunk of responses. Mm. Have you had a flick?
I was going to say, I had a little flick here and there where I could. Now, I've been working the last 3 days in a row.
Yeah,
some
yeah.
days have been pretty much all days. So I haven't had much of a chance to look through them. Now, my aim is to do that today.
Right.
Because the bits I had seen, it reflected in my post I made the other day. I was the proper proud.
Yeah, yeah.
Looking at the way people that have been into these things, the effort that goes into them is outstanding. I've seen people jump into Bathwater to be the Blitzball. You know, I've seen people...
Oh, I didn't
you
see
know.
These. I saw a couple of the early ones. So I'm looking forward to going through all of them. And I did participate in a couple myself. I did. Did you see my 14 one?
You know what?
Did
I remember
you
mentioned this yesterday. And right before we recorded, I quickly opened it up and I'd seen it under 14. What do you think?
What
you do
think
what
I
you
do?
Really
yeah,
do.
Yeah. Is that accurate? Yeah. So I did that one and I also did the Moogle screaming one.
Oh, I'll check that one out.
Yeah, I just went off the deck and it like echoed for about, you know, 10 miles.
And you can't really quite hide from that because I know the kind of setup in your area where you live and it's like how we can pinpoint which house that came from.
Yeah, so. It's like, oh, there goes Alex again.
Must have another event or something like that. Or maybe he hasn't got another event.
Maybe
he's
just finally cracked. Yeah, that's probably more likely.
But I... I did see one or two videos of those in the past, and I have to say they're so funny. And again, the likes of there's some that I really was glad to see, the likes of Andreas and Prentice with the dancing, because I'd seen people say this isn't my comfort zone, and they'd go ahead and do it anyway, and I'm just like, yes,
well, that's
you go.
Interesting, you because that, when I know? Checked it early in the morning, there wasn't much of a response. I was thinking, oh, maybe it didn't go down very well. But then as the day progressed, I did notice that it was picking up. So I will spend some time, hopefully when I have some downtime, to just go through, see what everyone did, what they submitted. So
I've seen, likewise, seen people happy that the cosplay one, for example, tagging people they know, and it's really meant a lot to them. It's just, the whole thing was fantastic. Seen the bits so far, so I can't wait to go through it in more detail. And then, you know, we will randomly select winners out of each one.
We will.
And I can say, I think I mentioned this briefly on the Sunday night stream, that I'm getting something slightly different made for the Crest prizes, and I'm expecting that sample today. And if I do, I may post it up later.
Righty, righty.
So it should be fun.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to that then.
So, can't be as good as your pants image.
Sorry. It's not going to happen.
I wanted to praise it.
We did the stream. The stream was very successful. I really enjoyed it. It was actually very, very smooth. I made a couple comments during the stream about not fading my audio, but actually the audio was fine. It was perfectly fine throughout. So that was good. The guests were really interesting to speak to. I really enjoyed talking to Colin. Didn't realize Colin lived in Birmingham. How frustrating. And he was literally said he lives like minutes from the BCEC. I was like, for God's sake. I mean, we already had a jam-packed event, so it's no big deal. Then we had, who was straight after that? It was Erica. Erica was interesting to talk to. So that was good. Interesting to meet the cats too.
You kind of say it's like a trend of the remake voice actors. We had
it's all about
the
pets.
No, it wasn't the cat.
It
was, it was a Pop-Tart's fix.
Yeah,
dog,
I think
it
was, yeah.
Yeah.
And then after that, I spoke to Eric. Eric was... it was an interesting chat too. I think quite a few people were surprised by the chat with Eric, because they weren't expecting to find it such an interesting look at what happens behind the scenes, right? So yeah, it was different for us because it wasn't a voice actor. So.
Exactly. Yeah, it's good.
Then we spoke to Hedy then, didn't we? We had a bit of a delay connecting. She was having a few technical difficulties, but that was great for me. I'm not going to lie. I think that was, for me, that was the highlight of the stream. Just because weird. It was just weird. You know? I just can't describe it. Like, you know, whenever I get in touch with a guest, I always say, look, do you have a headshot that we can use for your announcement, whatever? And they're like, yeah. And they send it to me, and Hedy sent me theirs. And the face just didn't match the voice, you know?
Gotcha.
Yuna's voice is Yuna's voice, and I can't associate it with a person because I've never met them or never heard them speak.
Mm-hmm.
So then to have that call connect, to not have any visual reference, and for the first thing that I hear is, hi, Alex, in Yuna's voice, then talking about how they're having some issues with the camera and whatnot. It was just really messed up. Like I know it sounds dumb. I just couldn't, it was like really weird. So that's why I mentioned it once we came on stream, but I really enjoyed talking to Hedy. She seems really, really down to earth.
She misses the day of sphere cams when it's much easier.
Yeah, it was easier. Wasn't it?
A sphere. But no, I'd say especially for you, because I think we found it naturally, most of our voice actually have had it past events. They'd be from games where you played at a much older age.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when you would have played Final Fantasy X, you know, you'd been much younger. So it kind of feels there's almost this sort of strange, not disconnect, but almost like a different kind of gap. Because when you're younger, you tend to kind of more be infatuated or more in awe of these kind of situations with that.
Yeah, 10 so I would have played it around 12 or 13. I don't think I've ever met another voice actor from 10 apart from Quentin Flynn, who played Isaru. And because it was not such a vital role, it doesn't have quite the same impact. Now, like when I hear Isaru now, I totally hear Quentin Flynn.
Gotcha.
But with, you know, I don't think we've ever had anyone else from 10 yet, have we?
No.
I don't think so.
No. They haven't.
So that was quite like, because, you know, 13 was a fair bit after that, and 12, you know, hearing Gideon Emery's voice. I mean, Gideon has just, like, the voice of Balthier is, like, as iconic as anything, you know?
True.
So, but yeah, definitely, you're right. It's pulling from the childhood strings. It was like nostalgia flashback overload. But yeah. And then we spoke to Karina, and that was interesting. Her voice is very much like Tataru's. And just before we came on stream, actually, she showed me her dog. And I should have mentioned it, and I forgot to, but the dog had a bandage wrapped around his head because she covered his ears because the fireworks were scaring
him. Ah.
So.
Oh, poor pet.
So, yeah, what was it like as a viewer perspective? I mean, I have watched it back now and I enjoyed it. And I also thought it was quite smooth, even from a time transition. Like, I know there was about a 15 minute delay on Hedy, but it was still pretty damn good.
Yeah, from my perspective, but I could see there didn't seem to be any issues.
Yeah.
To partner in any means, you know?
Yeah, it was good.
So I think it went down nice and smooth. Since you did watch it back, there's a question that's been on my mind. I think it's been on a few others as well. They might have missed it. I think we spoke about a moment where Pixel might have appeared in your video.
He did.
That happen?
Yes, he did.
He did.
Yeah, it was during Eric. Pixel must have, and I didn't even notice during, but he just kind of walked past my chair and then he walked off again. It was a moment. I didn't even hear him come in. I didn't hear him leave. I didn't see anything. So it must have been literally just in and out.
That's what makes these interviews so special.
Yeah, there you go.
Not I mean, saying
Pixel's
you and
not
else
the kind of cat that will. He's not the kind of cat that will. I mean, he will on occasion jump up on you, but it is rare. He likes to be very close by, but not, you know. Not on you.
Company, but not attention.
Yeah. And actually, talking of Wonderful Pixel, the Keeper of Cards, he actually received his first fan mail yesterday.
Oh,
so
did he?
To the patron who sent it to him, I would like to thank. It was, I think we can name it. Yeah, it's not weird, is it? Thank you. I want to say thank you to James for sending Pixel a nice bag of treats and a toy. And whatnot, and the letter that was accompanied. I can confirm that the Keeper of Cards has read your letter and will be responding shortly. So look out for that. So anyone who does want to send over stuff to the box is more than welcome. So you can find the information. So it's somewhere on our Patreon page there. But yeah, thank you.
Oh, it's excellent.
It was much appreciated, or so he tells me.
So, gave him one, watched the reaction.
So yeah, after the stream did that, we popped on, as you said, we popped on for the after stream quickly. I was very much running on low energy, so I had to make it quick. And then the next day, I just want to say a huge thank you to everyone who came to the online gathering on 14. I was blown away. Like, I logged on at what was 1 o'clock my time, which was 5 o'clock UK time or 12 noon Eastern. And I went over to the small island that's just off the coast of Costa del Sol, trying to think what it's called. It's like, I feel like it's called like Dead Thorn or something like that.
On your own with this one.
Can't remember. It's just like each area has a small name, but I can't remember. Anyway, went over and the island was packed. There was like well over 100 players. It was a great atmosphere. Then we did the Kinga and then we all jumped off the wharf and it was great. And Mighty made a great video, which I'll be, we're going to use and we're going to kind of make a compilation with the actual Calling for Rain music. Like it was such a great thing to see so many people. At one point there was like 60 or 70 people online in the free company, which is the most I've seen online at any one time. And then we did the Eternal Bonding. We had like just a handful of invites left, so we had like 70 people in the church. It was great. It was a lot of fun jumping on the Discord, chatting with you all. It was the most people I've ever seen in the Patreon voice channel. I think we had at one point about 25 people, so it was great. It was a really enjoyable experience. So thank you to everyone who did participate.
25, that's not a lot. That's pretty mental.
Now let's maybe touch on the target.
I wanted to ask you that, as far as a certain goal you brought up before, how good is it looking?
So well, you kind of set three goals. One was a good job, one was a excellent job, and one was a can we break our palm line record. I can confirm that we passed stages one and two, but we just fell short of stage three. So we didn't beat our palm line goal from palm line two, but it was very close. And you know, I did say that if we got between those two numbers, that I would very much strongly consider doing gil or no gil. And yeah, I think we can quietly, confidently say that it's going to happen. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I was talking to Alan about it yesterday. We've got some charitable ideas in mind, so I'm hoping to be able to share some details of that, like in the next, like, probably in the next like 3 or 4 days. I like, the intention is to return to appreciation weeks next week, so I want to get all the announcements out before the week's over. So
okay,
but it was a lot of fun. Nice. A lot of fun. A good weekend. Really great to bring the community together. And I'm amazed at the amount of flanties I sold. The women's underwear sold. The things that we sell the most of in the last one, I can tell you the three items we sold the most of. It was the materia, the underwear, and booster packs. Those were the three best-selling things in the store.
Gotcha. Yep. And did I see in your post it said you sold about 70% of them?
70%. Was it? Yeah. We have like nothing left of women's. We have like maybe a couple extra smalls. And then it's the regular men's that we have a few. And then maybe like one or two of the flanties. We have very little. And I have no intention on reordering at this point. It was a one-off. The only things we may reorder at some stage is the normal underwear, but the flans, they were a one-off. They're never coming back. They are just like, it's the flan pants is everything that's wrong with 2020. So they're not coming back. They're great. They're amazing. But it was a one-off. It was just a fun project. So if you caught them, congrats.
And I was going to say, by the next time the shop goes open public, they'll be gone by then, but they'll probably be gone even before that happens then.
Yeah, I so don't, people know, well, they're not going to be restocked. There's a few in there. I don't know if people are going to pick them up. We haven't had any sales since, but obviously we've just had a big weekend of sales. So, And I don't know if we'll open the store for gil or no gil. I guess, I mean, we could. It wouldn't really hurt. It's just a single day. But the focus on gil or no gil will be a charitable perspective. I will be also mentioning in the group in the days ahead about the charitable contributions I've made. You may not know this, you weren't in the chat. But there was a number of people in our community who were raising money for the, what's it called?
I don't know. Extra Life.
Extra Life, yeah. So we have made multiple contributions to many people that were participating in that. Actually, we're clocking up to almost 1,000 US now. I've donated in the last few days there. So we donated to some of the ones that were great moments. We popped in the stream, the ISEB stream, when they were talking to Darren DePaul, and we made a donation there. And you should go watch that back if you haven't. And then there's an individual in our community called Susie. She did a 24-hour stream and she'd reached 777, I think it was. And she was like, oh, I'd love to hit 1,000. She was saying on Discord, I'd love to hit 1,000. That would be so great. And then you get a medal that appears on your profile. And I said, well, what are you at? And she told me, and I said, well, that's fine. I said, send me the link and I'll bump you up to 1,000 right now. And I think that stirred some emotions for sure. So it's been great to be able to support people this weekend, and we'll continue to do so. You know how we operate, you know, we don't do this for profit. As long as we can keep our head above water, we can continue to do what we want to do, like produce Tripom, produce all these cool things that we do. Mm-hmm. Then we're great. And then any excess, then we'll contribute to the community where we can.
Yeah. So absolutely.
I did see a couple Beautiful. Comments over the weekend, people saying, you know, oh, I would buy something from the store, but the shipping is really expensive. And I just want to remind people, and I know patrons, you know this, so I don't really know why I'm wasting my breath, but perhaps you can like explain this to others, is that I've got two options, really. What I could do is I could make the items in the store more expensive and offer, say, free shipping or a flat rate shipping for like $12, but it doesn't change anything. You know what I mean? Like, we sell the items at reasonable prices and then you pay for shipping rather than us charging extortionate amounts of money for the items and hiding the shipping fee in it. We don't make the shipping fees. Typically, if we send a package from here to the UK, on average, it will cost between, you know, $20 and $30 on average, depending on how much they order. There were a couple orders that were during the crystals that cost $150 to send. But the individual only paid $50. So it does add up. Please know that we're not gaining anything. And the kind of the way I was thinking of it in the car the other day was, you don't pay to come to a Pomline. So maybe perhaps imagine the shipping is like a ticket. Do you know what I mean? A very reduced ticket. Or even when I buy stuff from a store and the shipping is expensive, I kind of like take the cost of shipping and I divide that across the items. So say I paid $20 and I bought 4 items. I just say to myself, I paid $5 extra for each item, you know?
Gotcha.
That's the kind of my way of making it sound more reasonable. But, you know, unfortunately, shipping is just crazy expensive. And I know a couple of people have said, well, you know, I know you've got stuff in the UK. Could you possibly set up a UK store? How am I going to do that? You know, I could fly to the UK. I am a UK citizen, so I do have the ability to fly there. But if you're expecting me to go there, run quite a danger right now, stay there for 14 days, set up a store, then fly home, and then stay away from my family for a further 14 days, the short answer is absolutely not, bugger off. I'm not doing it. It's just not possible. But everything that we do have in storage in the UK, once we get to an event, my God, you know, clearance table, it's going to be like something you've never seen. So look forward to that at the very least.
Mm-hmm. When we had
anything else to add, sir?
So, no, I think I was quite happy with how we covered there over the weekend. I will catch up on your videos of the Eternal Bonding.
It's all good.
And the afters. I got the first one all right, and I'd seen the King on Cost a Little Soul.
Yeah, I had some technical issues, so I had to drop off, and then I came back on, but I got it sorted. But look, I know we haven't really talked about what we're working on behind the scenes. There is stuff going on, but I figured, you know, we talk about Pomline now, we'll save the rest for our next episode.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
There is quite a bit going on. We'll have some announcements about La Pomme in the days ahead, so look out for that too. But we'll keep chugging. We'll keep moving along. That's all we can do.
Indeed. But hey, until we can get back to that stage, we'll always have things like Pomline.
We will.
And by the sounds of things, possibly, you know, Guild and O'Gill kind of activities.
Oh, yes. So,
always a bit of something going on. Yes. And we'll make sure of it.
Going to get very drunk. Responsibly drunk.
Know the main
responsibly drunk.
Now.
When you find out how we're going to do the whole drinking thing, God, we're doomed. Doomed. Okay. So I think we're about ready to wrap it up, aren't we? Once again, as always, thank you for all the support. We've had such solid support from patrons. Remember, with December about to clock in, your next booster, if you're a $50 patron, or even if you're just a $20 patron, you're going to notice a lot of new cards appearing, new foils. So do check your boosters carefully.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, I can only echo what you said, Alex. Massive thank you for everyone. It's not just for the regular support we get in Patreon, but the weekend just gone. It's been fantastic. Not just between all the help between the shop purchases, but taking part in Pomline and really embodying the spirit of it is
like,
just
last I looked, there was like
incredible.
6,500 views on Pomline already. So
wow,
yeah. It's good. It's good.
A bloody lot. All right, then. Till next time, folks. See you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.